The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, they are heroes for a lot more than just one day. Our police officers from coast to coast, and especially here in the Blue Water area, this week is National Police Week, and a good time to talk a little bit about what that means. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
And happy National Police Week. Tell us a little bit about National Police Week.
Yes, so this year it's May 9th through the 15th, and it occurs every May. And usually they have a lot of events in Washington, D.C., but following, again, with the COVID issue, they won't this year, and they'll be virtual events. This all really started in 1962. President Kennedy proclaimed the actual day of May 15th as National Peace Officers Memorial Day. And then now that falls into, it's actually turned into a whole week of events. And in 1962, also, Congress, on a joint resolution, established the National Police Week. So it's really a time to pay special recognition to law enforcement officers who lost their lives in the line of duty. Not unlike Memorial Day for our service members, this is for law enforcement officers. This year, they do have a lot of events scheduled, and they're really looking at officer safety and wellness. And this is an issue that's really, I guess you could say, come to a head the last few years.
Sure.
And agencies and department heads are really looking at this much more. And how do we look at stress management, things like that? So they're going to have a lot of events. And really what they want to focus on is the idea of exercise, suicide prevention, cardiac wellness, things like that, right? So a lot of the events are virtual. And actually, for memorial services, this Thursday, May 13th at 8 p.m., they're having a virtual candlelight vigil. And then their intention is in October, the 13th through the 17th, people will be able to gather in Washington, D.C., and that'll allow law enforcement officers to go there, citizens, and survivors of officers who've died in the line of duty. And they're hoping they can gather together because traditionally what they do, Paul, is they gather in Washington, D.C., and they will have a memorial service and read off all the, you know, line of duty deaths from the past year, and they want the family members there. So, you know, it's really a significant thing for family members, for, yeah, you know, their husbands, wives, children, grandparents, you know, aunts and uncles to be recognized. So it's important for them to attend that. And, you know, it's been tough. They couldn't last year, and now this May. So, hopefully that will occur this October coming up.
Absolutely, yeah. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C., quite a thing.
Yes, I've been there a couple times, and it's a wall, and it has the names of all the line-of-duty deaths dating all the way back to 1786. It was established in 1991. And and the walls are getting filled, and they're, yeah, going to have to decide how are they going to be able to expand the memorial. There's a museum down the street. When I visited, the museum wasn't there, but now that's been established. And not just the memorial, but, you know, I've talked about this before, the Below 100 program to try to get line of duty deaths below 100 each year and preventable injuries. You know, so I sent you an email, and I went on the ODMP website. When I sent the email, we were at 119 line-of-duty deaths, mm-hmm, just about a week ago.
Yep.
So since then, we're at 124.
Oh, my goodness.
We've had five more.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's significant. It's happening. And I think a lot of people aren't aware. And another thing, you know, there's another program, and it's called Blue Help and Police Suicide. So really kind of this coincides with this idea of officer safety and wellness. In 2020, we had 172 verified police suicides. So this isn't even counting maybe officers that killed themselves and it never was really verified. But what this Blue Help does is if families are willing, and they won't share a name on the website, if they're willing to say, hey, a family member committed suicide that was a law enforcement officer, they'll put their their numbers in there and keep track. If you want to give a name, you can. And, you know, I sent in that email also, this year we have 56 verified suicides. And then actually I checked this morning and we're up to 57.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's another problem that is with law enforcement. And I think the thing to remind people, certainly a lot of people have tough jobs, but police, they see a lot of bad things, and it sticks with them and through a career, and it stacks up. And we're seeing it even with the younger officers, how it affects them. So seeing the domestic violence, seeing the child abuse, the rapes, you know, the people, the drug overdoses, all of that affects people. With that, one of the things we've been working on at our department is a peer support team to assist our officers and all of our civilian employees and family members, too. You know, we can help them with some resources and guidance. I'm not going to get into that topic too much because Adrian Meinsberg is going to talk to you about it later. But if I could kind of close, Paul, and I just want to remind people. So our most recent line of duty death was Officer Jimmy Inn of the Stockton Police Department in California. And he was going on a domestic violence call. Upon arriving, the suspect came out, and there was gunfire exchanged. He was shot and killed. The suspect ran back inside, came back out of the house with an 8-year-old boy who he began to strangle. The other responding officer ended up exchanging gunfire and killing him after, and here's something great, here's a citizen bystander actually tackled that subject while he was strangling that child.
Wow.
And then, like I said, the other responding officer exchanged gunfire and with the suspect. And Officer Inn, not just that he died in the line of duty, but I think, you know, how I really want to close to remember, he was only 30 years old. I was just starting my career here in Port Huron at age 30. And he survived, you know, so his wife, a 7-month-old son, and 2 stepchildren. So a huge tragedy for his family, too. So,
boy, something for us all to remember, absolutely. It's, you know, it is not an easy job, and it's a very unpredictable job as well. We sure appreciate everything that our local police officers do and nationwide as well. A good time to recognize that and say thank you to the police officers, you know, during National Police Week.
Appreciate it, and we always thank our community, you know, for all the great support we have here in Port Huron and the Bluewater area. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, take care. Thank you.